We know that many congregations are putting together their budgets for the next fiscal year. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your congregation's mission or advertising budget for 2009. Simply go to the sponsors page of our website, issuesetc.org, and find out more about the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc. You'll even find a one-page flyer that you can hand out. Thanks for your support.
By the time an issue reaches my desk, it's a hard issue. If it was an easy issue, somebody else would have solved it. Look, I believe that it is very important for us to have strong moral guidelines, ethical guidelines, when it comes to stem cell research or anything that touches on the issues of possible cloning or issues related to the human life sciences.
That's President Barack Obama speaking during last night's press conference, nationally televised, about his decision to allow federal funding for embryonic stem cell research. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. A busy lineup this afternoon. We'll begin talking with Dr. Leon Cass of the President's Council on Bioethics about statements made last night by the President regarding embryonic stem cell research. And then we'll discuss the Annunciation of our Lord. If you count forward 9 months, you'll get to Christmas. That's why we talk about the Annunciation on March 25th. A discussion on postmodernism will follow that as a worldview with Dr. Ken Samples. We're coming to you live this Wednesday afternoon, the 25th of March. Our call-in number 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, and our in-studio email address is talkback@issuesetc.org. Earlier this afternoon, I spoke with Dr. Leon Cass. Dr. Cass is a member and past chairman of the President's Council on Bioethics, Hertog Fellow for the American Enterprise Institute, and professor in the Committee on Social Thought and the College at the University of Chicago. I began our conversation by asking him about President Obama's statement last night that he felt his decision to expand federal funding for embryonic stem cell research was the right thing to do. I wondered, did Dr. Cass agree?
Well, I don't agree with him. I mean, I can see the argument. It's a very difficult moral argument, people have wrestled with it. But I don't think that both the decision and the reasons behind the decision seem to me not well considered. The most exciting scientific discoveries in this field in the last 2 years have shown that it's really probably not necessary to continue to use embryonic stem cells in order to derive the full benefit of this field. Scientists have shown that you could take ordinary skin cells from you and me, and through a small manipulation with a few genes, get these cells to be reprogrammed back to the kind of full capacity that the embryonic stem cells have without destroying embryos. And this alternative way of getting the same kind of scientific benefits is, in fact, a morally unproblematic way in which science can go forward and our moral principles can be upheld. And the president, who said that, there's no reason why science and morals can't go forward together, has in fact closed the door, has turned his back, really, on the morally acceptable and superior pathway to this research. I think that science was going forward under the Bush policy in a perfectly adequate way. For people who want the research to proceed, there was private money available, but no taxpayers had to provide incentives for ratify and become complicit in embryo destructive research. And I thought that the Bush policy was a wise one. I don't think that there are powerful scientific reasons for departing from it. I don't think there were morally good arguments made for departing from it. And I'm very disappointed.
Dr. Cass, I'd like your response to a few things that President Obama had to say in his press conference last night on embryonic stem cell research. Here first is the president explaining his decision.
What we have said is that for embryos that are typically to, about to be discarded, for us to be able to use those in order to find cures for Parkinson's or for Alzheimer's or all sorts of other debilitating diseases, juvenile diabetes, that it is the right thing to do. And that's not just my opinion. That is the opinion of a number of people who are also against abortion.
The president made much of the promise of embryonic stem cell research in his decision. How would you respond to that?
Well, I think on that particular score, I mean, I think we have to, fair-minded people should keep an open mind. There's been a lot of hype about this, that Christopher Reeve would walk again was the promise of the Kerry campaign in 2004. If you get beyond the hype, one has to say in a fair-minded way that stem cell research, never mind from where the source of the cells is, has I think, a real potential to provide what we call regenerative medicine, to provide tissues to replace the degenerated tissues, let's say, of Parkinson's disease or spinal cord injury. A fair-minded person would say it's still too early to say which sorts of stem cells from which sort of sources will, in the long run, be most beneficial. But I don't think, given the new technologies to proceed without using embryos, I don't think that many scientists are going to want to take advantage of these frozen embryos in the freezers to produce stem cell lines that are no better than the ones that we now have. What you have through the reprogramming technique is the ability to get stem cells known to carry specific genetic diseases because they've taken from cells from patients who have these diseases. They also have the benefit of being able to be put back into that adult's body if they're converted properly without immunological rejection. So this was, I think, largely a poke in the eye to the Bush policy for its own sake, a paying off of a certain debt to the scientific community that wants no moral restrictions on its own ability to go forward. And it's a failure to see that there is a deep moral question as to whether nascent human life should be treated as a natural resource to be exploited, mined, and destroyed. The president showed absolutely no sense that this was a deep moral question. And the door that he has opened will not stop with stem cells. There are uses for growing embryos to later and later stages, and the principle has now been declared. These early stages of human life are fair game simply because they might someday produce cures for diseases. That's a principle that knows no limit, and the president has done absolutely nothing to provide any kind of safeguards or boundaries. He's going to leave this entirely to the scientific community.
The president was asked finally, is scientific consensus enough to determine what is right and wrong in this instance? Here's his answer. I'd like your response.
No. I think there's always an ethical and a moral element that has to be a part of this. And so, as I said, I don't take decisions like this lightly. They're ones that I take seriously. And I respect people who have different opinions on this issue. But I think that this was the right thing to do and the ethical thing to do. As I said before, my hope is that we can find a mechanism ultimately to cure these diseases in a way that gains 100% consensus. And we certainly haven't achieved that yet. But I think on balance, this was the right step to take.
Dr. Cass, finally, with only about a minute, how do you respond to President Obama's hope that there could be 100% consensus on whatever direction stem cell research takes?
Well, there is a way forward which would produce 100% consensus, namely if you develop these reprogrammed adult cells, the use of which is morally unproblematic, the scientific potential of which is enormous, and pro-life people and pro-choice people and scientists and moralists and everybody will stand on the sidelines and cheer. The president was disingenuous in this matter. Among the other things he did was he rescinded President Bush's executive order calling for increased funding for precisely this particular approach. To say that he is looking for some way forward eventually that would have 100% support at the same time when he turns his back on all these alternative sources for which is a complete win-win situation for moralists, scientists, and for everybody, shows, I think, a deep lack of moral seriousness. He did not consult, as President Bush did, with people on all sides of the question. He, in making his presentation, did not lay out the arguments on both sides, as President Bush did in his August 9th speech of 2001. A very fine moral primer to the nation. He simply said, I think this is the right thing to do. I respect your differences of opinion, but there was no argument other than cures will be forthcoming. That's an argument that only shows a very shallow understanding of the moral question.
Dr. Leon Kass is member and past chairman of the President's Council on Bioethics, Hertog Fellow for the American Enterprise Institute, and professor in the Committee on Social Thought and the College at the University of Chicago. Dr. Kass, we thank you very much for your time. Thank you for being our guest.
Thank you for having me.
Well, when we come back from this break, we're going to continue hour two of the program. Talking to Dr. Peter Scheer. Do a little calendar work here. Just look at the calendar. It's March 25th, this Wednesday afternoon. 9 months ahead, December 25th, the celebration of Christ's birth. Well, it only makes sense that the church has for a long time celebrated the conception of Christ on March 25th, back 9 months. Makes perfect sense. Normal, completely normal gestation and birth, a miraculous conception in a virgin's womb. We'll talk a little bit about the angel's visit to the Virgin Mary and the conception of Christ. It's usually called the Annunciation. When we come back, Dr. Peter Scheer will be our guest. And then part three of our five-part daily series on worldviews, we'll take up the worldview called postmodernism with Ken Samples in about 10 minutes here on Issues, Etc.
We've produced a new CD of two sermons preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin, one for Lent and one for Easter. And we'll send you this new CD for any size donation during the season of Lent. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or by check, Lutheran Public Radio, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. And for any size gift between now and April 12th, we'll send you a CD of one of Todd's Lent and Easter sermons.
Here are a few of the features of the new Lutheran Study Bible from Concordia Publishing House. Study notes, application notes, and prayers from a uniquely Lutheran perspective. 120 maps, charts, and diagrams. You'll find law and gospel application notes, center column references, and quotes from the Church Fathers. Check out the Lutheran Study Bible at our homepage, issuesetc.org, or pre-order the Lutheran Study Bible by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040.
Defending life from beginning to end. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
When does a baby get rights?
This is a special commentary from the Susan B. Anthony List, named for the suffragette who was proudly pro-life.
In the middle of the abortion debate is the question over when a human baby receives human rights. According to Ken Connor from the Center for a Just Society, science demonstrates that a baby is a human at conception. Within 24 hours of fertilization, a human egg begins the transformation to an embryo. Already it has 23 chromosomes from each parent to form a unique person. Already many of the child's physical traits, such as sex, eye, and hair color, have been determined. It's a process that is simple yet profound, and it begins at conception.
This is Marjorie Dannenfelser, president of the Susan B. Anthony List. To join us in our battle for life, visit our website at sba-list.org.